I would like to talk about mostly Japan, because global situation has already been covered. So 2016, for enterprise business, this is the strategy and policy that we are maintaining. Hybrid cloud security, network defense, and user protection. These are the three focuses that we have in this business segment. Starting with a hybrid cloud security, highlight includes deep security. This is one of the products. Amazon Azure is continuously growing in Japan, and deep security has actually grown 30% year on year. And the number of customers has also increased by 41%. Steady growth. For utility and financial services, we are also seeing bigger deals. And Deep Security as a Service, which is cloud service, is also showing growth in revenue, sevenfold growth. Major events, including IBM, Microsoft, AWS, and Interop, have been useful for us to expose our product. So we are seeing a very steady growth here. Moving on to network defense. Tipping point has not really started in Japan yet, but we have a product called Deep Discovery in Japan. And we have seen a growth of 5.1-fold compared to the previous year. And we have seen a customer increase 2.9-fold and also 6.4-fold increase in new customers as well. Connected threat defense. This is we identify new threats through deep discovery, and endpoint products and the server products must be connected with other solutions, and this is what we do in connected threat defense in the three areas that I talked about. So some customers start with a deep discovery and start thinking about replacing endpoints. That is how the connected threat defense is very effective. Gartner has identified us as number one in terms of vision for endpoint as well. EDR, which is also inclusive of some forensic aspects, and the endpoint sensor for this area is advancing, progressing. And we also have seen growth in endpoint sensor as a support tool for CISO as well. For mid-sized and semi-large-sized enterprises, we have seen some growth in deep discovery because of the ransomware impact. Moving on to user protection. Virus Buster Business Security, hosted type endpoint product. On a monthly basis and also quarterly basis, we are seeing a very solid growth in terms of number of customers and coverage. So we are seeing a monthly growth, or rather the quarterly growth, of more than 20%. And on a year-on-year basis, we have seen 43% growth, partly because of enhancement of features against ransomware. And UTM in Japan, we have shipped more than 5,000 in Q2 thanks to ransomware impact. In Q3, number of distributors is continuously growing. Cloud Edge family is also doing well, including larger solutions and also smaller solutions. We have great expectations for this growth. Cloud type mail service, security service for Office 365, and also Dropbox and Box, cloud storage, so on and so forth. Cloud application security and also hosted email security. These are showing very steady growth in terms of customer acquisition, and we are beginning to see some major deals in this area too. Moving on to consumer market. Enjoy your digital life safely as a family. Eva mentioned that in the second half, we will see some great things coming. Our focus is on people's homes, not just device protection, but also protection of IoT devices, identifying threats and protecting against them. In the consumer business segment, in the PC area, we're beginning to see a new growth in the US, and in July and August in Japan, in the storefront, it seems that the sales of PCs is getting better, according to the information that we're getting from the retail channels. And enhancement for mobile security, including the global business, well, we're going to see a 10% growth. It's small, but we are beginning to see some growth in mobile security business. And in Japan, mobile security users is increasing in the KDDI front. And also, we have new channels such as KDDI for iPhone and Android. Our products are being adopted in many new channels, contributing to new growth. We also have a premium wide package, which includes support. And we have seen a growth of 7% in this area in the number of users. And AOV is also increasing. Trend Micro is the only company that is increasing its share in the consumer segment and also seeing a growth in AOV as well, with a support included. So Trend Micro is the only company that is showing steady growth in the consumer business in Japan.
Global income. In the global business, we are trying to keep down the sales promotion expenses, and so therefore we want to achieve higher profit margins in the consumer business. That's all from my side. Thank you very much for your attention.